welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Hello.
Hey, it's the Brother Stream Show. It's episode 28.
Is it?
I think so.
I thought it was 29.
It's episode 29.
Hello.
Hello.
The thing is, you might be able to hear the train going past this week.
Oh, that would be such a treat.
I live in the kind of apartment that when the train goes past, you have to hold things because they shudder. And then just for a few minutes and then they stop.
Do people who come from like places that have earthquakes, do they then hide under the table when the train comes past?
They get PTSD.
Has anyone,
my train.
Has anyone ever been in a situation where there's been an earthquake? Has anyone experienced...
I've lived on planet Earth.
Yeah, no, that's not really the same thing.
Less broad than that.
Yeah, I mean, actual like grounds beginning to shake.
An earthquake.
But my dad has, and he was in Pahl as a child, and there was a big earthquake.
Oh my word! This isn't that grape story about
no,
Pahl,
it's not
is
a grape.
It?
Enjoy. And he slept straight through it, and everyone else in the house woke up except my dad.
But I mean, that couldn't have been a very hectic earthquake.
No, it was. It was big.
How big was it on the Richter scale?
Oh man, the Richter's felt. I don't know. Quite big.
Okay.
Quite big was the official reading.
Yeah.
So you're doing like
that's
the opposite.
Closest, that's the closest I've come to an earthquake.
You're doing the opposite.
A story that's probably not true.
No, it is true.
It's the opposite of what parents normally do. It's like parents live through their children. You're living through your father.
Through his naps.
Yeah. So coming here tonight, I drove down the wrong road. And it's mainly due to one thing, is that cul-de-sacs are very bad at letting you know that they're there. Like, some are really good at it. Some, like, they'll write cul-de-sac, like, pretty nice and big before you would even think about driving in. And, like, I'm not going to go down there.
Mm.
But some of them just aren't doing what they're meant to be doing, and it's causing havoc.
What's interesting is that where I used to live...
Yeah.
If you were driving down the road that your parents live on, the one before mine was a cul-de-sac, and now you've obviously got caught in the same situation, you'd think you'd be prepared.
Well, I knew that one because it was so close, but I'm not... Are we meant to know every single cul-de-sac
in
the world?
What about the big T with the red top? That's like the sign for cul-de-sacs, isn't it?
But there wasn't any cul-de-sac. Normally, cul-de-sacs have like painted on the tar... cul-de-sac as some like really cool warning. This one had nothing, didn't have the T sign, didn't have anything. It just lured me in, and it was a really, really small cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
So I spent a long time getting out of the cul-de-sac.
I'll admit that I live in this area clearly, and I've gone up that one by mistake just once, but it was quite embarrassing.
Maybe it's only recently become a cul-de-sac and someone's just kind of squatted and put a house up in the last few weeks.
Well, I know who I could get to paint the sign on the tar for the cul-de-sac.
Okay.
And that is the guy who I saw painting near my office today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was a guy painting a wheelchair onto the disabled bathroom door.
Good.
And now that made me think, are they doing this because they're aware of the problem of so many people using it that aren't in a wheelchair?
Maybe they've been listening to the podcast.
It's possible. He was doing quite a good job. I mean, but to be fair, those are pretty simple drawings.
cross-section of somebody in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I had an interesting moment the other day here at my flat. if you leave the flat and walk down to where the cars are, there's quite a long corridor, but it's like an outside corridor. And I live on the second floor. So when I'm walking along, if I look over to the neighboring building, I can see down into people's gardens. And I walk past this guy... And he was chopping trees and just plonking the branches over his wall into the neighbor's wall. It was so hectic. And I like totally looked and we totally locked eyes as he let a branch go over the wall. And I just looked at him and he looked at me and then I kind of smiled and walked off. But I thought in that moment, like, I could have maybe, reported that. That's technically dumping. He was dumping and I caught him doing it.
Yeah. But is dumping worse than wasting water at this stage?
Well, I mean, nothing trumps wasting water.
Have you called out anyone that's been wasting water?
I've tried to.
Really?
Well, I tried unsuccessfully.
Okay.
I try to make people that were using dishwashers feel bad because it uses more water. But then I went online and I found out it doesn't use more water.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because that's the only reason I don't have one. And the space and the money.
It depends on how vigorous you are when you wash dishes.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because I'm pretty sure I wash up using less water than a dishwasher would, because I don't do this whole rinsing thing. I don't really...
I don't use soap. I hardly use any water.
Yeah.
You just blow and tap on your dishes until
pretty much. I dry
clean.
Look
a bit clean.
No, I mean, I don't... A lot of people will sort of... Well, I say a lot of people. I don't think I know anyone that does this. But I know in theory, you're meant to sort of wash it with the soap and then you're meant to rinse it off.
I think that's best. What do you do? You put them dryer completely soapy.
Yeah, and then the soap eventually evaporates.
What about things that don't have gravity on their side, like a bowl? It's upside down, where all the soap will just literally sit there.
Well, why are you putting your bowl upside down?
You're supposed to put it upside down.
Yeah,
so that it drips down. Upside down.
Yeah, but what do you think upside down?
The underside of a bowl.
Yeah, but you're not eating from that side of the bowl.
No, but when you pick it up to use it, there's going to be soap everywhere.
I don't even do this. Dishcloth. Just use a dishcloth.
Oh, so you dry. See, I don't dry.
Yeah, but the thing is, by the time that it gets to the stage where you're putting it away, the soap has evaporated as well.
Yeah, most of the water as well. Generally speaking, I get away with not having to rinse or dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Fact.
So I think I'm saving less water than those using a dishwasher.
I heard on the radio the other day, they were talking on KFM. I'll mention the station. I listen to KFM.
Yeah, we love KFM. In fact, we'd love a show on KFM.
There we go. And they were talking water-wise-ness.
Yeah.
And somebody phoned in and they were saying, you want to hear a really good tip for water-wise coming up kind of thing. And then this guy phoned in and he said, I've got a tip for people. What you can do is you can use your bath water to fill your toilet. I was like, obviously you can use your bath water to fill your toilet. That's tip number one.
Yeah.
I was expecting, we've got 100 days of water left. At this stage, I'm expecting some pretty nifty tricks.
Well, tip number two is don't bath. You should be showering.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is this guy phoning in and speaking to South Africa about how he uses his bath water to save his toilet? It's ridiculous.
So is that true now? By the time this podcast comes out, do you only have 96 days of water left?
Somewhere around there.
Do you think, what do you think you're going to do in the water apocalypse?
It's raining
apocalypse?
A little bit now.
It's raining. I mean, it's
quite exciting.
Marginal. It's raining about the amount that I think Cape Town needs to brush her teeth on one night.
I think it's raining enough that some people will have gone onto Facebook and posted, yay, the heavens have opened.
Yeah.
And then quickly delete their post in 2 hours.
Do you have any plan of action to survive the water apocalypse? That's all I want to know.
Well, sure.
My wife has bought, I think, 1 2-liter of water.
Oh, that's good. I know where I'll be. I know where I'll be coming first.
And I kind of feel like that's going to help for a very, very short period of time.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, we do drink a lot of tea in our family. So I think that at least will give us tea for 2 days.
But you can use your bath water for tea now. As long as you boil water, no matter what it is,
as long as it ends up really healthy at the end. Put tea leaves in the bath.
There's an idea. You have soap that is also tea flavored, so that you're making tea when you shower, and then you just heat up that water and you can just drink it as tea.
Yeah. I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah,
I really hope
it doesn't reach that
point. This is the apocalypse
we're
talking about here.
I think I would sooner not be drinking tea than starting to drink this new bathwater tea just in a kind of recollection of how I used to enjoy tea. It's this kind of looks a bit like tea and is warm.
So what are your plans for getting clean in the water apocalypse? I thought about this a bit.
Bodies clean themselves eventually, don't they?
See, is that your plan? I was fearing that this is going to be your plan.
I've gone a long time without bathing before.
That's not good.
When I say a long time, I mean if you go on a camp, you don't bath for 4 days.
Okay, I mean,
and it's not the worst thing.
I don't think I've ever really done that.
Because 4 days without water, we will all die. That's the other thing. This apocalypse isn't going to last very long.
Yeah,
it's what is it? 3 days without food and 5 without water, and you just die.
Yeah.
So we don't need to think too hard about what we're going to do to survive.
Well, I've at least thought about what I'm going to do to get clean. I think I'm definitely going to utilize one of the oceans. We have two. I might as well use one of them.
Okay.
So I think that will help. I mean, I'll be a bit salty afterwards.
Yeah.
But
you're a bit salty anyway.
Yeah.
I think they'll have moved all the ocean water to private locations where people have to pay top dollar to use it.
It's possible. What is that? There's that thing like really close to where we are now, the Newlands, where there's water. What's going to happen with
Newlands,
that?
The Newlands spring, although maybe we shouldn't spread the word about it.
Making all of our favorite beers, I think. That can't dry up.
My parents have gone and filled up large water jugs from the Newlands spring. I've had some of the water. It's very good.
I've done that too.
And I've done this recently as a survival method or just...
As a preparation for the survival.
Okay, that's good. So you at least got your parents. Once again, living through your parents.
Oh, yeah, but they won't let me have that water when it comes down to it.
Yeah, Claire's going to be kind of lucky because she's the shorter of the two of you.
Yeah.
I think she can get by with like a smaller amount of water than perhaps you might need.
Yeah, I need a lot.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I'm not suggesting we get rid of you.
Okay.
But... I think that might give us an extra couple of days.
It's an option.
I mean, the other solution is we all move to Joburg because it is pouring. It is like raining every day there.
Maybe what they could do they can get the world to just tilt a little bit.
Oh man, he's thinking so big. I love this.
If we just tilt the world a bit and then all the water will run from Joburg down to Cape Town.
Down, yeah.
And then we should be fine.
Yeah.
If you wash your dishes in Joburg, the suds will come down into Cape Town and you'll have clean things.
So last podcast, I chatted a bit about my bike and how it was falling apart. And I don't really know how much of that conversation ended up in the podcast because Andrew decided to have a strange mic cable. And so we had to re-record that section about three times until we were eventually over it and thought, you don't have to know about my bike. But something did happen like a couple of days ago that I think might be worthwhile mentioning. And so last week I got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And this week what happened while I was cycling is that sort of... my handlebars came clean off.
Wow.
And it's very difficult to do that, to cycle with no handlebars.
It's just such a fun image in one's head.
There's no way to do that gracefully. There just isn't. It's just... Like, that's happened, and you're going to look like an idiot.
Were there comic sound effects, like, as it came off? Did you go like, like, boing? Because it sounds almost like a clown routine where you, like, systematically dismantle a bike until you're just on, like, one wheel.
There was very little sound effects as much as there was just probably grunts and the general embarrassing aura coming from me.
What happened? Like, how did you... Were you going quickly?
No, so I was starting up again. So I had kind of, what had been happening is the handlebars have been sort of going out of a kilter. Kind of
getting loose, sort of giving you an indication they might come off at any stage.
Yeah,
but I remember you saying that you took your bike in to get fixed to an actual place.
I got it fixed. And
the next thing, the handlebars are coming off. Sounds like these guys are putting out a hit on you.
No, I got it fixed.
Cut the brake lines.
I even got like an Allen key so I could fix it myself, but I'd left this Allen key at home. So it needed to be tightened. And it wasn't able to tighten it and I needed to ride. So I rode.
you see.
And so I was having to sort of stop every couple of like minutes and kind of re-put the handlebars like straight. But I didn't expect them to ever just clean come off. And so, it must be us.
I mean, were you driving in amongst traffic? Did you
It was early in the morning.
Yourself?
On, I think it was Sunday morning. Couldn't have been Sunday. But it was early enough that it was not like... there weren't loads of cars about, but there were enough to look at me probably and go, what on earth has happened there?
What is this clown up to?
Well, I've also had a traffic-related incident. I was pulled over by the cops just before I arrived here.
What?
Yeah, they were doing spot checks. Fortunately, I had my license on me and nothing was wrong.
Hectic, they're doing spot checks. Don't they know that he's hiding underneath the basket?
But
What's that in the cupboard? It's a crocodile. What a strange kitchen that house had. Anyway,
but I just don't understand why that you... I mean, I knew that I hadn't done anything wrong, but you just feel guilty immediately.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You just feel like, oh my goodness, he's going to call me out on my hairstyle and I'm going to get arrested and go to jail for the rest of my life.
That huge bag of marijuana I don't have on.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope he doesn't find that.
Yeah.
That used to always happen in class. Like inevitably when someone had done something and they were kind of calling out like, you know, who's, I don't know, puts... anthrax on the chalk or something like that.
Wait, what?
Went to a rough school. They were, you know, they'll be like, you know, could the person please like say who they were? Otherwise, going to keep everyone in. Oh, yeah. And I was never the person that had ever done that stuff. But I would always feel like sort of like getting guiltier and guiltier with like a stupid grin on my face. And it's just weird.
I've got the worst poker face of all time. Like, this is going to be a very inside joke for us, but that board game we play with the Battlestar Galactica, based on the television series, it's incredibly nerdy, and you get assigned kind of whether you're human or robot and blah, 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 and it's all about are you or aren't you. And inevitably, if I'm not hiding anything and somebody asks me, I instantly look like I'm trying to hide like the world's greatest secrets. I start to blush. I'm looking left and right. I don't know what's going on. And it's again, you aren't even guilty, but you like, you somehow just look guilty.
Well, I might have been feeling extra guilty because I have this conflict that I want to talk to you guys about.
Okay.
Oh.
And it's related to traveling. And when I'm on my bike and I'm cutting through traffic like a hot knife through butter, I have this urge when I see there's a bucky with guys on the back of the bucky, to high five them. Okay,
right.
Like now, this is an unsolicited high five.
Yeah.
So all I want to do is, wait, lift. Wait. Yeah.
Unsolicited high five. Sounds like a slap.
That's true.
Are you wanting to like at least try find their hands and high five them, or are you wanting to slap people on the back of a bucky?
Like it's especially in the morning. I just have an urge to try and get a high five from a guy on a bucky. Okay, but then I at the same time I have this insurmountable fear that they're going to grab my hand and wrench me off my bike, and I'm going to die. And this beautiful thing, this high five, this human interaction, in a you know, boring commute, could turn into death, basically.
Well, so what do you want to know?
I want to know, should I do it? Should I go for the high five?
I think not only should you go for the high five, but you should time it so you can do a double high five between two buckies. Arms like stretched out wide.
How often are there people at the back of buckies on
all
your commute?
All the time.
I actually saw, this morning I saw guys in the back of my bucky.
Multiple.
It was a funny one because I was kind of, I wouldn't go as far as saying headbanging to what I was listening to, but good head rocking going on, and then slowly turned sideways and there were just like dudes' faces right there. Hiya! And back to the music. Back to your classroom conundrum.
Yeah.
Did you, when you say you started to feel guilty and grin on your face, on the other side of that same coin, did you ever do the thing, or at least feel the urge to do the thing where you would step forward, even though it wasn't you, so that the class could then go to break or end the assembly? You know that nobody's leaving until somebody steps forward and claims this. And the person who did it is definitely not going to claim it.
I'm unfortunately wired in a way that's like very black and white. So I'd even feel guilty for doing that because I'd be lying and I'd be like,
but then you would have lied so you could just step forward and take the blame.
When you got out to break, people would like carry you around on their shoulders. You'd be such a hero.
If you got out to break.
Yeah, that's true. What if you do that and it all turns horribly wrong and you get like crazy, crazy punished?
I definitely think, that's not the kind of thing you do for any official crime.
Not.
Like, no. I think
doing like a police lineup and you just stepped forward before anyone's even ID'd you.
Guys, can we go to break, please?
Someone gets murdered like in the vicinity of your work. To turn yourself into the police, it's probably not a good idea. Unless you did do the crime. In which case, that would be great if everyone just turns themselves in.
Yeah.
Save a lot of paperwork.
I've got something to ask you guys. What do you make of Chip and Dip?
Oh, memories.
What?
Huge memories.
Oh, I think. Memories. Wait, okay. Well, let's go down where you go.
What do you mean memories? Have you not had Chip and Dip for years or something?
Yeah. No. I'm speaking about the specific Chip and Dip brand.
Oh, the branded
which
Chip
we
and
used
Dip.
To have at the primary school fun nights. There used to be a guy who, it would have been the equivalent
of
a food truck
of
now.
Terms there. A primary school fun nights.
Yeah. The equivalent of a food truck would come to the school and there'd be Chip and Dip, and you could buy chips and specific dips.
Okay. There's like, 10 dips to choose from. Like more dips than a chip should ever have.
I know.
And that...
It was the best.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about at all. But I'm glad to, you know, to get your eyes all sparkly and nostalgic.
And it reminded me of Chip and Dale Rescue
That's another
Rangers.
Good thing. Yeah. I mean, I can just bring phrases to the table and we can see where we run with them.
I want to know what your favorite flavor for Chip and Dip was.
That was Rescue Rangers.
No, Gadget
I think like mayo. At that time.
What? Mayor. That's like, I feel with the chip and dip, the only ones you can really trust are the tomato sauce and the mayo. Because the moment you start going into that mushroom sauce, it's that's very synthetic mushroom. Mm. That's like eating the mushroom that's from like Super Mario Brothers. It's just not real and probably going to result
that's
in...
That's why I'm so tall. Okay. And I can shoot fireballs.
Oh, yeah, you never really mentioned that.
No.
That's weird. Well, I was just interested in how some chips go with dip and how some don't.
Okay.
What do you mean? What in particular? Which don't?
Well, let's start with which do, and then we'll move on to which don't.
Well, I feel most chips, any chip can go with dip if you put your mind to it.
I have not had a chip that doesn't go with a dip.
I've never had a situation where I've had a chip in my hand trying to dip it inside the dip, and my hand just can't get there because the chip is
physically impossible.
Or worst case, the chip breaks and you have to leave the man behind.
No, and then you have to go on a rescue mission with a stronger
with another chip. Or two chips.
All right, that's good. So what chips?
Well, obviously, okay, your Pringles, your Lay's, your kind of straight cut, crinkle cut chips are all working. What about a Ghost Pop?
I think in a desperate situation
I mean, obviously you can prove me wrong, but you're unlikely to dip a Ghost Pop.
Well, we were recently at
Let's put a dip on the table and two bowls of chips.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Ghost Pops and some Lay's.
Now, I would argue that Ghost Pops do not need a dip because they are delicious enough on their own.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would argue that it's all to do with the quantity of dip, because if there is dip left over and the chip that is most likely to be with that dip has finished, then I think you should definitely like to make use of that delicious dip and move on to different chips.
I contest that. I say, for example, another one, a knickknack, I'm unlikely to put in a dip.
Oh, that's true, actually.
Yeah, but I might still do that just to get the taste of dip.
I would sooner scrape the dip with my finger and eat it off.
Hector.
And then eat the knickknack separately.
Eat the finger off. Yeah. So you'd rather eat human flesh than a knickknack.
Well, if it's in a tasty dip.
Well, I was recently at the thing that probably inspired this conversation, where we went to Bri this week and there were chip and dip there. And I used prawn chips for the dip. And there were some people that kind of frowned at that as if the prawn chip is not an acceptable chip to use for a dip.
I think anything to make a prawn chip taste better.
I would have frowned because you would have contaminated the dip with your prawn chip.
But by that stage, the dip had already been used for all the legitimate chips.
Yeah, but you don't know. Someone might arrive with a new packet of chips.
No one was arriving.
I'll tell you what inspired the conversation. It was that particular Bri that you speak of. And it was the fact that I'd thought ahead of getting knickknacks. And then when I thought, wait, maybe I should take some dip.
Yeah.
Suddenly knickknacks were off the table in my mind. I was like, you don't really do a knickknack and a dip.
Yeah.
So I left the knickknacks off and brought, I don't know, whatever I brought.
I think a knickknack in some sort of like cottage cheese based dip could be quite nice.
No, but I don't think a knickknack could handle the cottage cheese. I think it would snap.
And this was another little thought that I went down while I was thinking knickknacks. Is that original flavor they call cheese flavor?
Yeah.
Cheese doesn't taste like that. It's just orange.
It's like extreme cheese.
I don't know. I mean, when you get into fruit and chutney, you can kind of taste what they're going for. But to call that cheese, that's weird.
Well, what would you call it if it wasn't cheese?
Just original.
Oh, I guess that works. Yeah. He's got an answer. I've been stumped.
Anyways,
I think the solution is to make a Pringle-shaped knickknacks.
What?
Because then you could dip a knickknack, but it would taste like a knickknack.
Wait, so you weren't...
But be, yeah, you're just but thinking like that a Pringle. The shape is
the
problem.
Yeah, so you're refusing to dip...
I'm thinking the flavor.
Oh, you're thinking the... I thought it was a shape.
Well, it's a bit of both.
I think
it's the
shape...
whole package.
I thought it was totally more shape than... You can dip any chip.
But you can dip a carrot. You can dip a carrot in dip, exactly. So why can you dip a knickknack?
You can't. No, you can't. No, purely because it would break. I thought it would break.
A knickknack would break over a Lay's. Are you crazy?
Definitely.
Oh, we get your science textbook out.
A knickknack is definitely.
Think of the structure of the knickknack.
It's a thicker chip.
Yeah,
Dill is right that it will not break, but it's by no means as strong as a carrot.
No, sorry. Take carrots back off the table. I don't want carrots in this conversation.
Lay's are sharp. You can scythe through the dip.
Lay's are sharp.
Scoop. That's good. And scoop it out. A knickknack is like a club. You have to put it in. It's never going to get in.
Sorry, how liquidy is this dip you're dipping in things that like doesn't even cling to the
glass
chip.
Of milk?
It's very viscous.
You take two things of dip and a knickknack and a Lay's in one hand each, and you kind of dip them through.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, 10 times out of 10, the Lay's snaps off before the knickknack.
But with the knickknack, you get scornful looks.
But the Lay's, at least the Lay's can kind of, especially with Pringles, I guess, if they're the Pringles, they can fit inside each other and build a stronger chip, a stronger vessel for your edible delights.
I want to know what the listeners think of this. If you have any opinions on whether or not you should dip some of the chips we've mentioned or which would break first, just send that in on our Facebook page and maybe we'll read them out next week.
Or are you too legit to dip?
Say what?
All right, this is a round where I'm going to tell you a quote and you have to tell me who said the quote. Now,
that's going to be pretty hard.
Yes.
I thought to myself, that will be pretty hard. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you two options of people in similar spheres with similar names. Although one is real and the other is fictitious.
Oh, here we go. It's the Rubik's Cube all over again.
So we're talking about Harry Potter.
When you say your quotes, will you please do air quotes the entire time?
I won't be able to do that because I need to hold my mic and my phone. Yeah. But you can imagine the air quotes.
It's not a real quote.
I think we'll be clear when the person is speaking and when I am speaking.
Okay. Is this part of the quote?
No, well, maybe. Okay. I'm wrong. It's not clear. All right. So it's Harry Potter and Harry Houdini. That's who we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Both magicians.
Both fictional.
What do you mean? Harry Houdini is not fictional.
No, I know that.
I don't know about this. All right. Keep score at home because I'm definitely not keeping score. All right. Here's the first quote.
Mm-hmm.
Never try to fool children. They expect nothing and therefore see everything.
I'm going to say that Houdini would have said something like that only because, and here's my reasoning if you want it, Harry Potter would have come across as really condescending to say that as a child himself.
I must add as a proviso that when I searched the internet for Harry Potter quotes, it was not always incredibly clear when it's Harry speaking and when it's just another character speaking.
It could just be a quote from the book.
It could just be a quote from the book, but it also could be Harry speaking.
Right.
So that makes it a bit more complicated.
I'll stick with my answer, even though I was given all this information way too late.
Yeah. I will say Harry Potter.
Okay.
From the books, not Harry himself.
All right. Well, I can tell you for one that Dylan is correct.
Yay!
He gets the first point. It was Harry Houdini.
I've read everything Harry Houdini's read. I must say that.
I was going to, but then I couldn't find the book. All right. But you know, happiness can be found even in the darkest of times if one only remembers to turn on the light.
Harry Potter.
Is this still the same two options?
Still the same two options.
I'm going to say Houdini again because, and once again, I offer my offerings, my thinking.
I would love to know you're working out.
He would often be in a small chest that was closed with no light.
Yes.
And he would find happiness if there were a light there that he could turn on and, you know, escape from.
That's a very good reasoning.
It's wrong, isn't it?
And it is very wrong. Yeah. It's literally the other person. So.
Okay. Wrong as it can be.
It is as wrong as it can be. It's not even like you got a half right. So that's equal scoring.
Love it.
All right. I am what I am, and I am not ashamed.
Beep. Harry Houdini.
Okay. Why do you think it's Harry Houdini?
Because I think back in the day, magicians, illusionists,
escapologists.
Escapologists. They were not understood. And so I think he had a bit of
like a witch hunt almost.
Yeah. Exactly.
But he said, no, I am what I am, but I'm not ashamed.
Exactly.
Wrong. Harry Potter universe, one of them. Probably the muggle half-blood, whatever.
Okay, all right. I can reveal that it was Harry Potter. It's from the Harry Potter books. It's from Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
But who said it?
Don't know. J.K. Rowling. Some stage she must have had something to do with it.
Sweet.
All right. What the eye sees, the ear hears, and the mind believes.
Houdini. That's the foreword of his second autobiography.
Beep. Yeah, Houdini as well. I'm going to go Houdini.
You know, it sounds like a Houdini thing because it was a Houdini
thing. Oh, sweet.
All right, so I think Dylan's sitting in the lead, beating Andrew by one. All right. Yeah. Never trust anything that can think for itself if you can't see where it keeps its brain.
Beep. Harry Potter.
I would say the same. Probably for the same reasons.
Yeah.
What were your reasons?
Well, the same as yours.
Because it's, well, I'd say because it's probably talking about some weird monster that you can't see its head or brain.
Well, do you know what? You'd be pleased to know you're both right again.
Yes.
But, you know, you're going to have to start getting some things right or wrong for this to be interesting. Because now...
it's quite interesting. I'm still winning.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just...
That's interesting for me.
It's interesting for you. I'm just telling Andrew that he needs to at least do something to make it a bit more interesting.
Should I leave?
You sort of start thinking anything's possible if you've got enough nerve.
Beep. Houdini? Because I think he did think anything was possible until he died. Trying to do something impossible.
Do you remember how he died?
I do actually know how he died.
Because
I watched a documentary on him.
Yeah.
He died doing one of his tricks, but it was actually he died because he was punched previously. He used to do a trick where he would say, "You can punch me as hard as you can in the stomach."
Yeah.
And he was weak, and somebody just came up and punched him.
Just randomly?
Without him being prepared, without like
clenching
and preparing his body, and it damaged him. And then when he tried to do a trick, he wasn't prepared and he...
Hectic. Died. The guy who punched him must feel like a right old Charlie.
Yeah.
No, Harry Potter died. Magic. Didn't he die for a bit in one of them and then come back?
I think he did.
Yeah.
It was almost like that first Pokemon movie where they all had to gather around and cry and then he could come back to life.
Yeah. Or Jesus. All right.
I'm going to go with... wait, sorry. You were about to reveal the answer, weren't you?
No. I was going to remind you what it was because I think you've probably forgotten.
Something about being impossible if you've got the nerve.
Yeah.
I think it's Houdini too, but for the sake of making it super interesting, it's definitely Harry Potter because he has to fight like Voldemort or something.
Well, look, Dylan, in your quest to be different, you've actually gained a point because it was Harry Potter.
My word.
Wow.
All right. My chief task has been to conquer fear.
Beep. I mean, I'm sticking with Houdini. I'm every other answer is going to be Houdini.
Okay.
So I'm two up, right?
Yeah.
Also Houdini.
Okay.
I'm playing it safe.
Dylan remains two up because it is Houdini. Yes. And lastly, I grew
can this
up
last one be worth 3 points?
Yes, I can be worth 3 points.
Oh my word, Andrew, you could win this.
I'm so excited.
Feel that tension. The stakes have never been higher.
Somebody punch me in the stomach.
I grew up with just my mom and sister, so I respect women a lot.
That would be Harry Potter.
Okay.
But not the character, because we all know he grew up with like his aunt and people.
Beep.
So I think I've stuffed this up.
I'm going to go Houdini then.
All right.
Stick to your guns.
Okay. You're both wrong. It was Harry Styles from One Direction.
Oh. Oh,
I just threw that in there.
Sweet. I win by two. That was cool.
Yeah, you do win by 3 points.
Fun can be found in streeping around.
It was quite interesting last weekend. Simon's been really good at running. I think I've mentioned this. He wouldn't say that out loud. He's too humble a guy.
Thanks, babe. Dill's been really average at surfing.
Yeah, it's true. You know that thing about high-fiving?
Yeah.
Don't try a high-five when you're surfing. You might think you're cool and you can like zoom up to the person next to you and high-five and zoom off again, but you end up just colliding.
I mean, you should have known that though. You meant to hang 10 when you're surfing.
I came park running with Simon and Andrew came too. Why am I saying this as if you weren't both there? You were. That's the whole point of the story. The three of us were all there.
I mean, I was technically there.
You were there at the start.
But emotionally, physically,
I think Andrew did.
Mentally, I was not there.
Andrew did the park walk.
Oh,
which
man.
Is,
I struggled.
I thought that he was going to probably like, you know, storm outrun it. Us.
Yeah.
Look
at those legs.
Well, he's very tall, so he could, if he had been like on his A game, he could probably do the park run by taking about five steps.
Yeah.
And then he'd be done, like, you know, here we go, 5 seconds, sure. Personal best.
He's like an ant from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, and those guys are slow.
Yeah, but they get places. Think of the distance covered.
Yeah, I mean, and I did do some distance, but, you know, it took me twice
when
as long.
When we were starting, I felt like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, where I was the baby bear and you two were big macho daddy, two daddy bears. But then halfway through, I felt like I was just right because I was somewhere in the middle.
Dull ran the first half with me and we chatted...
That really makes me run really slow, though, the whole chatting thing as well.
But it's, you know, it's nice to catch up.
Oh, don't say that. You were running slow and I still couldn't catch up with you.
You say it's nice to catch up. I didn't manage to catch up after that.
That's true. Well, what's funny is that Dill told me that he was going to sort of drop back then to run with you because he was feeling too tired. Running at the pace that we were running. So he dropped back, expecting to, you know, drop back for a very short period of time because he would be hot on the heels. And I think he dropped back further. He dropped back further. And eventually he was in Belleville.
Yeah, cold on the heels.
Yeah. No, Andrew, what happened? What happened?
I haven't exercised for approximately 8 months.
Okay.
That is fair. You are new with child.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I am just very unfit. But I did enjoy the fact that I got out there and ran.
Yeah.
Next week, I plan to increase my time by about 40 minutes.
Increase your time?
Maybe. Depends.
I think the organizers will have gone home if you increase your time by another 40 minutes.
Well, I did think, like, honestly, the first time around, because you do two laps, and I really considered just going into the finish line on the first time around. The only thing that stopped me is that no one had actually done that yet. And so, I'll have to see.
Well, I like to hear that you are going to get back on the proverbial horse,
yeah,
as
we,
it were.
Are we doing it again this Saturday? That's the question.
I'm in.
Well, hopefully.
Well, what do you mean hopefully?
Well,
you sound as committed as you were on the day.
That is exactly right.
Who's gonna save you? Who's gonna save you? The Brother Streep save the world.
Welcome to the Brother Streep save the world. This is the section where the Brother Streep save the world.
Oh my word.
And today the world needs some serious saving.
It does.
It's all about water. We're saving water. We're trying, but it's not helping. I drove past one of those big billboards, electronic billboards, the other day that said, I think it said around 100 days left, dams are 19% full. Reduce consumption immediately. I thought it's quite funny. The people who are driving in their cars just quickly turning off their showers and taps. Yeah.
Or they're like, they were going to clean their windscreens. And we're like, no, better not. Might need that later.
What I do like is that the dirty car has suddenly become a badge of like honor saving water. Because I've always had a tough time with keeping a clean car. My car looks awful. So now it's like I'm some kind of dirty hero. But anyway,
well, I have a solution for the dirty car. There's a business opportunity, which is car-sized wet wipes.
Oh, yeah, very nice. You are not unfamiliar with wet wipes, I imagine.
No. So we're not allowed to use water to a hose. I don't think you're even allowed to use a bucket to wash your car. Maybe you are. I'm not sure.
As long as there's no water in it,
you could have had to use something because car washes are still going.
Yeah. Well, I know, and I find that funny.
But they use some weird jet kind of fuel. That's not true. No, they use like a different thing. It's all high pressure and low usage.
Well, anyway, so car-sized wet wipe. What do you think?
I think it sounds great. I would use it for everything, not just for cleaning cars.
Human-sized wet wipe.
Well, I think a car-sized wet wipe is a human-sized wet wipe with some to spare.
You could
use it instead of showering. You could just dry yourself with the towel.
Yeah.
Slash, wet you wipe. Know, clean yourself. That's quite good.
It's good. Got something to it.
Hot days, you could use it as your blanket.
Oh, yeah.
A little damp blanket. A dampet.
Are wet wipes the same as refresher towels?
Yes, more or less.
So if you were running out at home and you needed...
Running out of home. It's like, there's no space left in my home.
If you didn't have wet wipes for, you know, baby cleaning and stuff like that at home, could you just go to Spur and order some ribs? Just be like, I'm going to make a lot of mess. Give me loads.
Can't go to Spur these days.
Yeah.
Why
Topical.
Not? What happened? Yeah.
You might get involved in an incident.
Okay, I'll look and see what it is before I comment further on Spur.
good call.
That's a good idea.
As long as the incident is not like they're now using horse meat again for their ribs, I think.
Far off. Okay, I like car size wet wipes. I have a feeling, and here I'm going to get technical, because while we are trying to save the world, we do also need to try to save the world. It's going to cost the world quite a lot to make those giant dispensers, you know, that plastic bottle that they pull out one by one.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine how much fuel is going to be needed to make those.
Well, this is where we need to hire the services of local magicians to figure out how they pull the ribbons out carefully out of a small
That's
pouch.
A great idea. They could all be different colors. Yeah. A bird could fly out at some point. I really like this idea a lot. Suddenly, have you found wet wipes have changed your life? Since you've had a child?
I mean, they've changed my life in the sense that I wasn't wiping a bum before with a wet wipe, but now I have something to wipe a bum with.
I was hoping we weren't going down the...
What else was it going to be, Dylan?
Well, apparently they're just like, turned out that they're like miracle wipes. Oh, so no, you can wipe absolutely everything with them.
No, in our house, exclusively for bums.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're using them too.
Bum, I should say bum.
You're off toilet paper. That's interesting. Simon, have you brought anything to save the world?
I've got a couple of ideas. I've got four ideas. I think some of them are more revolutionary than others. So I'll skip through the ones. I'll skip through the ones that aren't. You could watch Marley and Me in the bath and then wash with your tears.
That's quite a good idea.
I think that could work.
Except it's not really washing.
Yeah.
Washing yourself in waste.
And that's like a long bath every night.
Well, hour and a half. At least you're like relaxing a bit more. You could also, there's, you know, chicken brining. Yeah, I don't even know what chicken brining is, but they put a lot of water in the chicken to sort of plump it up. So that's wasting water. And it's also like giving you an unfair idea of your chicken. So I thought if you exercise in a bucket and then you use the sweat for chicken brine.
Gross. Is this one of your better or worse ideas?
It's definitely one of my worst ideas. But yeah, there could be something in there because the chicken brine is quite salty and your sweat would be
salty. I'm a big fan of brine in general, the brining of stuff. Not really this kind of force brining a chicken, but brining a gherkin or a cucumber or an olive.
Okay.
Very salty, very tasty.
Well, use your sweat then.
Okay.
Done. There's also, you could put like some sort of like washing liquid or something on your body and then go for a run, because then when you sweat, like mixes and it cleans you that way. And you're sort of using your own sweat as water. I think that works quite well.
We're getting warmer now.
And then the other thing I thought of, the final thing that might take some time to explain, but we could just try poo less. And maybe we'd have to eat less for that to happen.
Or just pop an Imodium.
Yeah, maybe. But basically...
Yeah, that's a healthy way to live.
Because if you have smaller poops, then surely like you're definitely always flush in one go. Whereas,
whereas
if you have larger poops, you might have to flush more than once, and that's wasting unnecessary water.
Yeah.
So just...
But now, okay.
Yeah.
We brought this up maybe 2 weeks ago about the bucket not really working as a good flush.
Yeah.
But surely on a second flush, you could just pour some like gray water, as we're calling it.
Yeah, well, I think, this way, you'd never even get to the second flush because
you
would need minimal amounts of water. My bathroom, actually, the toilet has two flusher things. It has one, like a bigger sort of thing you can push that's for like everything, and then a smaller thing you can push that's just for weasels. So I think you could
weasels
probably...
Weasels are pretty big. Don't you hate when you get those little letters under your door going, "Dear person who lives in this block, stop flushing sanitary pads and weasels."
So I'm pretty sure you could, if you just took smaller poops, you could use that weasel one for...
I mean, how are you going to enforce this?
Yeah, you've come up with the end result, but not really like a way to get there.
Well, there's two things I thought that you could do. One is to just eat less, which is probably good for the environment anyway. The second thing is just learn to sort of, I don't know what the word is.
Self-regulate?
Constrict your anus a bit more.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know what the word is.
So that's just like if it's getting too big, just snip it off.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's like Play-Doh squeezing out of a balloon.
Yeah, well, look, I care about the environment. That's why I said this stuff. Yeah.
So I just really wish you'd only had three ideas.
This idea makes me want to bath in tears. I've got an idea to do with the shower.
All right.
I know that bathing is meant to use more water than showering, so we rule that out, so we stick to showering. But already, showering is taking too long. And the reason is because people enjoy the shower at the temperature that they get it to.
Okay.
Right. So what I'm designing and implementing is a completely random shower heat generator. So even you, it's not enough to say it's going to be a really cold shower. So yeah, that won't be nice because people get used to a really cold shower.
Yeah.
Likewise with hot, you'll just get used to it. This literally keeps changing, almost like somebody's in there flushing the toilet.
But hopefully without, using the weasel one.
Yeah, without any of that waste. So, like, as you get in, you think, oh, okay, I'm just going to have a nice little... Oh, flip, that's very, very cold. I could actually deal with a cold... Ah, it's boiling my head. I need to get out. Done.
Okay,
I really like that.
You end up with, like, the 30-second showers. You get clean because you have to, but you don't stay past your welcome at all.
I think you would probably end up dying early, though.
I think what?
The stress of not knowing what you're going to get is going to kill you by the age of, like, 35.
Science.
Which would also save water, though, so yeah, that's all good.
That's true.
That's another one. I mean, your whole poop rule, what if we just, you know, killed off the human race sooner?
Just culled a bit of us.
Just extrapolate the idea out.
Look, I think that there are other people that have had these ideas, and they haven't gone down well in history. We remember them for the wrong reason still.
Yeah.
It might be wiser to not do that.
I have
that's fair.
I have another idea which is related to the park run. We had did on Saturday, and that is that we ban exercise.
Okay.
So when you're exercising, you're drinking a lot more and you're sweating a lot more. It's wastage on both fronts.
You've got a good point there in a way.
So no more exercising, because then people won't be taking extra showers. They won't be drinking copious amounts. In fact, I am proposing that people have a maximum number of 200 steps a day.
Yeah.
That's it.
But here's the problem, right? Is take away exercise, people are definitely going to get bigger, right? And then when it comes to showering and bathing, they need more water.
More surface area.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
That's going to take time, though. We're thinking short-term. So we've got 100 days left.
All right, I guess emergency
no
situation.
No exercise for 100 days.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what I've done.
Yeah. I'll say that sounds around. Like 2016 through to, I don't know, zero.
I mean, listening to these ideas has been good, but you know what I'd much rather listen to?
What?
The quiz!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's quiz
time. I'm winning this week. I've lost the last two.
I don't think you are. This week's quiz. All the answers is, let me tell you.
Oh, that would explain it.
It's about Michelle Williams.
Is incorrect. It is the Conan O'Brien quiz.
I knew it.
Sticking with the show host people. We're going to start.
Enthusiasm tailed off there slightly. Yeah.
We're going to start with round cone one, O'Brien.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Should have gone O'Brien.
Just pipe down.
Anyone? O'Brien?
You know what? I'm not
O'Brien. I don't think it's funny for the sake of hoping that I could get a point for not finding it funny.
Ian is in Afrikaans is one. Yeah. Conan O'Brien. Ian.
It's this kind of descent that will lose you a point.
I think it's this kind of descent that will make the podcast run for the appropriate amount of time it's meant to.
These are facts about Conan O'Brien, and the first question is, what would Conan do to break the tension in the Simpsons writers' meetings when presenting an idea? Yes.
He would do a bodily function. It's so vague, I get the point.
It's incorrect. It's unfortunately too specific.
Oh.
He would
do an
impression.
Dance.
No.
He would sing.
No.
Crap. Run out of all my good ideas.
He would yell.
No, that's incorrect.
He would skip on the spot.
Is incorrect.
Beep. He would pour water all over his head.
Simon is the right answer.
What?
Yeah, he would open a can of Diet Coke after
so
pitching.
So when you say, yeah, Simon is the right answer, well, it's
close
already,
enough.
It's already wrong.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
And then nervously pitch a joke. No matter the reaction to the joke, Conan would then proceed to spray the Diet Coke all over himself, making everyone laugh.
Well, those first seasons were the best.
Okay, question two. Conan was stalked by Father David Ajamian, who was furious at Conan. For what reason? Beep, Simon.
For not playing in his birthday party.
Incorrect.
For mispronouncing his name like you just did.
Am I going to be stalked? No. Incorrect, Dylan.
Darn.
So something to do with the live show?
Beep for
swearing on a live show.
Beep, Dylan? Is incorrect. No.
Beep for changing the time of the live show.
It's incorrect, Simon.
For having a guest on that he really didn't want. It's
incorrect,
Beep
Dylan.
For cutting a part of the live show that he liked out of the show.
It's incorrect,
that's
Simon.
That's a good answer.
It's not right, though.
It's incorrect, Simon. It's not right, though.
Thanks, Andrew. That's so kind of you.
It has something to do with the audience.
Beep for not allowing him into the audience.
Is the right answer. Well done. Okay.
What is it about the quiz that you're going to win, Dom?
Saving all my points for the last round. The
third question is, he has released an album with which famous American guitarist?
It's Beep. Like that. Hank Williams.
This is incorrect. I've never heard of it.
Eric Clapton.
No.
Carlos Santana.
No, and I'll give you a clue. It's
Slash. Kirk Hammett.
It's incorrect.
Eddie Van Halen.
Incorrect. The band that this person plays in is kind of like a geometric shape type name of the band.
Oh boy. Oh man.
And it's just him and his sister.
Beeped White Stripes.
Well, you beeped, but
White Stripes. Jack White
is. But you beeped and said the answer.
I beeped. Yeah.
So. I'm going to give it to Simon because
he
did beep. But you.
No, you said the beep is all powerful. Listen back.
Would you have said that?
Yeah. Well, okay. It doesn't matter what I would have said.
Would you have said it?
I'll say yes. But remember, I get very guilty looking when I lie. So.
Well, last week you did something honorable, so I'm going to give you the point.
Good.
I'm
going to
remember
points.
That.
I'll say yes.
Okay.
What's going on here?
Okay. And the last question is, when O'Brien left late night to move up to the Tonight Show, he did what to the late night set?
Burnt it.
Is incorrect.
Auctioned it?
Is incorrect.
Beep, he took it all home with him.
It's incorrect, Simon.
He signed it and gave it away for charity.
It's incorrect, Dylan. I'll give you a clue. Your first answer was closer than all the other ones.
He threw it in the trash or something.
Beep, is incorrect.
He wet it. He just wet all of it.
Incorrect, Dylan. Simon.
Beep, he left the taps on.
Is incorrect.
He threw tea on it from a bath.
Is incorrect. It's more violent.
Beep, he just trashed it. He just like...
I kind of said all that though, Shelley.
He totally just trashed it.
He blew it up.
No.
Beep, he used an axe and
axed it. Is the right answer, Simon.
Yes.
Is exactly the
I
right answer.
I said he destroyed it. Isn't
no,
that
you
something?
Didn't. No, you said burnt and you said... I don't think you said destroyed.
Done. I was hoping that in the mess.
And he gave voices. Bits of the set to his crew.
Well, I definitely said that.
No, you didn't. Right. Round two is, whose tweet is it anyway? And we're looking
at Conan O'Brien.
We're looking at tweets between Conan O'Brien, Andy Richter, and the Twitter account Conan the Barbarian, which I'm guessing is not the actual
That's
Conan
awesome.
The Barbarian. Okay, so here is the first tweet.
Do you like Andy Richter?
In certain things.
I kind of don't like him. And I want to like him because he's on
he
the show.
He seems like a very, almost like a sad dog in that show. That, like, he just sits there and he says maybe three things. And then in the comments, it's always like, oh, we love you, Andy. That was a funny thing you said in a 40-minute show.
I just don't know if it needs Andy Richter.
I think of all of the show host
sidekicks,
he is the best.
Well, who
really?
Else has that, show host sidekicks?
Jimmy
like
Fallon? That dude is such a...
Which
like
dude?
A schlub.
Which guy?
What, the dude, Jimmy Fallon's guy who stands off stage with
the
podium.
But he's in the band.
No,
that's
he's not.
Different.
No, Jimmy Fallon actually has someone like
he's
Andy Richter.
He's an announcer and he hardly does anything.
Oh, I like that guy. Well, he's got a fun voice.
We can agree to disagree.
Andy Richter was cool in Andy Richter Controls the Universe in the 90s, I think.
Yeah.
And he's cool in Arrested Development Season 4.
Playing five Andy Richters.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna so remember.
Can I have any points for any of that?
It's O'Brien, Richter, or the Barbarian. All right. And the first tweet is, on this St. Patrick's Day, relevant. I can't help. That's not in the tweet. I can't help but reflect on all the leprechauns detained at the airport.
Beep.
Simon.
I think it's Kern O'Brien because he's got Irish descent.
All right. Richter, for the sake of saying a different answer.
The correct answer was O'Brien. And yes. So Simon gets 2 points, and I would like to remind Dylan at this stage that if you get the right answer, you still get a point, even if you buzz
Why is this suddenly worth 2 points?
It's this round is always worth 2.
It's always been worth 2. Yep. Why today? Why for that last answer? Fair enough.
Okay, the second tweet is me. Siri, did the Beatles ever use female backup singers in their songs? Siri, you have a lot of free time for a, quote, busy guy. Dylan.
O'Brien.
O'Brien? Simon?
I'm also going to go for O'Brien.
Well, O'Brien is correct.
Well done.
And
2 points, though.
So Dylan gets 2 and Simon gets 1. Right. The third tweet is, I want this done to my corpse, and then a video of basically melted cheese.
Beep. Beep. Yes, that sounds Simon. Like a Richter.
Okay, you think it's Andy Richter?
I'm going to go with the Barbarian just for fun, just because it mentions corpses.
Okay, well, the correct answer was Richter.
Yay!
Sure.
And the final...
What's happened to you that you don't win quizzes anymore?
It's these talk show hosts ones.
Just giving up for
Lent. I was quite good on like Anne Hathaway and Tom Cruise.
The final tweet is, the news is currently that spinning image of a newspaper, but it never stops spinning.
Beep. Let's just go for the Barbarian, because it's the last one and you haven't used him.
Simon?
I'm going to say O'Brien. Back to O'Brien.
The correct answer was O'Brien.
Yay!
Oh, you totally did the thing where you didn't use the thing.
I did the thing where I didn't use the thing.
I say that every week that he's going to do that, and then he finally did that, and I fell for it.
Right, round three is finished the...
O'Brien?
Quote. When
did you guys watch Conan the Barbarian, the film?
No. Don't think I did.
There's a fun parody called Conan the Librarian. Look that up on YouTube.
In this round, the brothers have to finish the quote. And these are all quotes from Conan O'Brien. So here's the first one. When all else fails, there's always... Dylan.
Hair gel.
No, is incorrect.
Beep. It's going to be something like positivity or happy thoughts or something like that.
Is incorrect. It's kind of the opposite.
Sarcasm.
Beep.
Is incorrect. Is incorrect.
Negativity.
Is incorrect.
Hate.
No.
Beep. Ghosts.
No.
Beep. Internet trolls.
No. No.
Mexicans.
It's more kind of. It's a. You're not getting kind of close, so I'm not going to give it to either of you. The answer was delusion.
How would we ever have landed there if you hadn't, you know, actually said it rhymes with illusion?
The second quote is, early on, they were timing my contract with an...
Beep. Sorry, wait, could you repeat the question?
Early on, they were timing my contract with an... I think this is in relation to him taking over the Tonight Show and how he was under a lot of pressure.
Right.
Yeah. I think Simon beeped.
Yeah. That's a new question.
Though. Avocado.
Avocado.
Damn it, I was going to say avocado. Egg timer.
Is the right answer.
Thank you.
Well done. Okay, and then the last quote is, if life gives you lemons, make some kind of...
Beep.
Simon.
Lemonade.
Is incorrect.
Lemon tart.
I need you to be more vague.
Pudding.
Beep. Drink.
Is incorrect.
Cold drink.
I will give it to Simon. It's fruity juice.
Fruity juice.
Right, we're going to move on to round four, which is distant relative. Recently, Conan did a show. He made a show in Mexico, and so we're doing a thing in Mexico.
Yeah.
I would also just like to point out that my phone has just told me it's been 61 days since I exercised.
So it didn't even count on Saturday.
And I think I don't get a point for that. So this is four questions on Mexico. The first question is, the largest wildcat in North America, which can be found in Mexico's southern jungles, is what?
Beep.
Simon.
The lynx.
Is incorrect.
Caracal.
Is incorrect, Dylan.
Beep. It's some sort of fox.
It's bigger than that.
Saber-toothed tiger.
Is extinct, Dylan.
Fans of Power Rangers will have appreciated the enunciation there.
Puma. It's not the puma. It's similar.
Panther.
Is incorrect.
Oh.
Beep.
Tiger. Lion.
Is incorrect. It's
Beep,
very similar to the panther and the puma, but it's a different name.
Beep. Black cat.
Is incorrect.
Beep.
Simon.
A Peugeot.
It's kind of like, it's the name of a car.
Jaguar.
Is the right answer, Dylan.
Isn't the Jaguar a panther? I'm pretty sure they are.
Well, I've got Jaguar on my page, so. Right, the second question is, what is the world's smallest dog, which is named after a Mexican
Chihuahua.
State? Dylan is correct.
Yes, please. Okay. Yes, please.
The third question is, name a food that Mexico introduced to the world. Okay, that was, I mean, I think one. Simon just beeped there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Nachos!
I need, it's broader, so that's incorrect. It's
enchiladas.
Actually, it's more, I need to be, it's not broader, it is, it's, these are ingredients.
Beep,
not, flour. Not like the end of a recipe. So, Dylan?
Corn flour.
Corn.
Yeah.
Is the right answer. I'm going to give it to you.
So, yeah, well, just listing things. Corn flour.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay, and if you, there are two others. If you want to
beep, water yes.
is incorrect. You get
what? guacamole.
Beep
no.
salsa, avocado.
No, okay, yeah. No, I'm wrapping this up. You're not going to
sour cream.
Chilies. Beep chilies.
Is the right answer.
Margaritas.
But
what do you mean is the right answer?
But you're not going to give me points.
The judge
I have
says
wrapped
goes.
It up. You guys kept guessing. I said I wrapped it
but
up.
But I got
it.
I mean, that's
after the time.
The two other answers
he was
were,
timing it with an egg timer.
Were chilies and chocolate. Now, I can say that we've come to the last question and it is tied.
That's why he stopped it early. What you're going to just do is give me the points I got earlier for guessing chilies.
If you want to do that, you can do that.
The last question. Is the board? You don't have to buzz quickly.
I do.
The tension is palpable. Yeah. I just like to say, listeners, the border
listen
between
to this heart of mine.
The border between Mexico and the United States is ranked where on the largest border in the world scale?
Beep. It is Simon. Ranked 29th.
Okay.
28th.
Sure. Well, closest answer wins, and the correct answer was second. So Dylan
yay!
Wins.
Yay, with 28th.
What was it,
Dylan? What?
What was the correct answer?
It was second.
Oh, second.
Yeah.
Why is Trump then like upset if they got one of the best?
What? You
know. No. The longest border.
Simon's missed the question.
Second. Yeah, that's true. Longest isn't always best.
No. Second only to the US-Canada border. So I can reveal that Dylan wins the quiz 10 to 9.
Olé.
Olé.
Well, that was lots of fun.
It was fun. We got some general knowledge through people saying things and quizzes. We got some
we
helpful.
Saved the world.
We did say we literally saved the world right here in this podcast.
Yeah. What and are you going to do now that there's like, you know, so much water?
I'm just going to put on my taps and go out the house.
Nice. Tune in next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.